You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there's no hail. I mean, this is one of the reasons why the notion of being through, going through the tribulation doesn't bother me one bit. Because God, He takes care of His own. Number eight. Locusts. So Moses and Aaron came into Pharaoh and said to him, "Thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go that they may serve me, or else." You don't got to get me twice with that one. Or else me once. "Or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory. They will cover the face of the earth, so no one will be able to see the earth. They will eat the residue of what's left, which remains to you from the hail, and they will eat every tree that grows up for you out of the ground or out of the field. They will fill their houses, the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen, since the day that they were on the earth to this day." And he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Now verse 20 tells us once again, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart. Number 9, the one that I fear the most. Number 9 is darkness. Darkness. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand toward heaven so that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt." Now listen to this here. "Darkness which may even be felt." So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt for 3 days. Let me ask the question. Have you ever felt darkness before? Perhaps been in a cave. Lots of places you can go on these tours. There are some caves that are like miles deep. And they're thick blackness where you can't even see your hand in front of your head. Maybe spiritual darkness. Darkness that can be felt. I can only imagine. Now here's someone that has a good understanding of what this means. You know, I'm always leery of books that talk about heaven. Well, here's a book that talks about hell. The guy who wrote it was an old boxer. His name is George Foreman. You know, people go when they die, they go to heaven, yuck it up with God, come back and write a book. Where this guy almost died and went to hell and came back and wrote a book. And this is what he said about the darkness. Now, he was lying on this table in his training room. He says, "Instantly I was transported into a deep, dark void, like a bottomless pit. If there is a place called nowhere, this was it. I was suspended in emptiness, with nothing over my head or under my feet. I lost my perception of direction. I didn't know which way was up and which was down. This was a place of total isolation, cut off from everything and everyone. It can only be described as a vacant space of extreme hopelessness, like being dropped in the Atlantic Ocean with nothing to grab onto 1,000 miles from the shore. I knew I was dead, and this wasn't heaven. I was terrified, knowing I had no way out. Sorrow beyond description engulfed my soul, more than anyone could ever imagine. If you multiplied every disturbing and frightening thought you've ever had in your entire life, that wouldn't come close to the panic I felt. Total darkness surrounded me. I was drifting like an astronaut cut off from a spacecraft, all alone in the complete darkness of outer space, but with no planets, moons, or stars as lights or reference points. Even that would be better than where I was. Although I couldn't see anyone, I was aware of other people in this terrible place. I was unable to contact them because in this void where there is no light, I sensed that relationships didn't exist. Everything I had ever worked for, my money, cars, and houses meant nothing to me anymore. What good were they to me here? No earthly fortune can satisfy someone who is trapped in solitary confinement and can't see anything. It was utter darkness. This place was a vacuum without light, love, or happiness. I was so frightened that I didn't even want my worst enemies to experience this. No one ever could have done anything to me that was so bad that I wish them to come to this place. I couldn't compare my feelings of hopelessness to any earthly experience. It wasn't like a temporary jail sentence where one day I'd be let out. I couldn't say this is the worst place imaginable, but I can get out of here tomorrow or next week or next month. In that place, I had no hope for tomorrow or one of ever getting out. I truly thought this was the end of my life, and I saw, too late, that I had missed what life was meant to be about. As that realization dawned on me, I got mad. I mean, I was furious that I had fallen for the devil's lies and deceptions. I screamed with every ounce of strength in me, I don't care if this is death, I still believe there's a God. Instantly, what seemed to be like a gigantic hand reached down and snatched me out of this terrifying place. Immediately, I was back inside my body in the dressing room. I couldn't believe it. I wasn't in darkness anymore. Even though I'd lost all hope of escaping, God had mercifully let me out. Interesting, isn't it? That's called George Foreman, God in My Corner. Ever since that happened to him, he became a believer in Christ. He's now an ordained minister and a pastor of a church. You know, some people get another chance like that. But I think that's kind of what outer darkness is. Reminds me of what the Lord Jesus said. He said, cast the unprofitable servant into where? Outer darkness. Where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sounds like what George Foreman just wrote. Man, oh man, he experienced that. God gave him another chance to come back here and warn people, don't go and end up in this place, in outer darkness. Not while there's still blood in your heart, your heart's still beating, and you still have the chance. Now, Lord willing, everyone here in this church is saved. I believe that. People on the radio are going to hear this, or the podcast. You don't want to end up where there's outer darkness. The Lord's got outstretched arms calling you today to turn and repent of your sin. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, in the opposite of this, well, it says, all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. And he says, I am the light of the world. All who come to me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Come to the light. Don't end up where there's outer darkness. Lastly, the 10th plague. the death of the firstborn. Moses said, "Thus says the Lord, about midnight I will go out into the midst of Egypt. All the firstborn in the land of Egypt will die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sits on his throne, even to the firstborn of the female servant who is behind the handmill, all the firstborn of the animals." This is Exodus chapter 11, verse 6. "Then there will be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as was not like it before, nor shall be like it again. But against none of the children of Israel shall a dog move or wag its tail, against man or beast, so that you may know the Lord makes a difference between the Egyptians and Israel." Now this time God has a different means for the deliverance of his people. Chapter 12, verse 3, "Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of the month, every man will take out for himself a lamb, according to the house of his father, a lamb for his household. If the household is too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next to his house take it according to the number of the persons. According to each man's need, you will make your count for the lamb. Your lamb will be without blemish, a male of the first year. You may take it from the sheep or from the goats. Now you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. Then the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel will kill it at twilight. And they will take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the houses where they eat it." That's Exodus 12, verses 3 through 7. So God's plan for his people to escape the coming judgment was to take a lamb without spot and without blemish, and to kill it at twilight. Then to take its blood and put the blood on the outside of your front doors and on your doorposts. And then God said this, verse 12, "I will pass through the land of Egypt on that night. I will strike all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Israel, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Now the blood will be as a sign for you on your houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague will not be on you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." Notice this time they had to do something. Something is required of them for this one. God says, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." The great Bible translator, William Tyndale, he invented that word, Passover. So on Passover, the Jews sacrificed the lamb and were delivered from death by the blood of the lamb. Verse 29, "And it came to pass at midnight that the Lord struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh who sat on his throne to the firstborn of the captive who was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of livestock. So Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all of his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead." Now one day, John the Baptist saw Jesus walking down the street and made this comment. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world." You see, for on that very same day, Passover, 1,500 years later, the Son of God, Jesus Christ, became our Passover lamb and shed his blood on the cross so that he could deliver us as well.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.